Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I could listen to the whole thing, Sean, because we got business to get to, so we can't. Are you? Do you still have full Spotify list of every song that you have rejoined from commercials with?
Available? Sure do, Greg. All 6,550.
Pretty good. 6,550 different rejoined songs in the history of the program since you joined it?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Oh, actually, there's more than that. I had a separate playlist for the entire first year. This is year two to year four.
Okay. How does one find that on the Spotify?
It's Greg Hill Show with an exclamation point at the end, or you can just DM me and I will send you the link.
Okay.
Wait, I have an idea for what we could call it.
Yes.
Greg's List.
That's a good idea.
There's already one of those.
Do you know any of the? Do we have any numbers on Greg's list on the Odyssey app? I mean, I was hot on that for a while, but
I have no idea.
No idea on TuneIn. Okay,
yeah.
Maybe I need to go back and curate another list when it comes to the playlist over there. Maybe.
You know what I long for? The days of the Joes. Upstairs, downstairs, meet in the middle conference room. Yeah.
Dueling program directors.
Ooh, what a great way to do business.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I had a thought, but it disappeared.
Oh.
That's what happens when you reach my age. I do want to tell you that it is time to open up the window
Boomer!
World. The window, window world, a Boston weather window for Chris Curtis, if we can. All right, Curtis. Not bad out there this morning.
I feel like I sound like a hardo, but it's just deep within my bones. This morning, it just feels like football. The humidity is gone.
Mm.
It's a nice, cool, crisp 60 degrees in downtown Boston. It's cooler in the suburbs.
Yeah.
And this Saturday, I am going to do absolutely nothing but watch college football. You got noon, Texas, Ohio State, Arch Manning against Matt Patricia, what a great matchup to start the year.
Mm-hmm.
You got the final college game day of the great Lee Corso.
Right.
And you have Monday Night Football college version as the NFL is 1 week away with TCU and UNC at 8 o'clock on this radio station on Labor Day evening. So it should be a great weekend.
It's an unbelievable time of the year. It's just depressing because summer is gone. Yeah. And that's the only thing that's driving me nuts.
But I love the fall, though.
Same.
I know. You guys always say that. But summer is summer gets here late. Like June stunk, and then it's gone in 8 weeks. It stinks.
Summer lasts longer than fall, though.
I hate that argument too.
It does.
It's like once Labor Day gets here, it's over. It's like it's just over.
I'm already sick from the fall weather, so like it's
no. That's a summer cold you have right now, Shime, and I feel for you because I've heard it's very bad this year.
Yeah, I mean, Greg, you're basically in the late fall of life.
Correct, Curtis. That's the problem. I don't know how many summers I have left.
Oh, infinite.
You think so?
Yeah. Eternal life.
Up in the big sky, it's summer all the time.
Right.
I was thinking about it. I was grilling out on Sunday, and I only grilled out three times this summer.
Is like, that what you told Linz when you got your second helping of steak tips?
It's like a pain in the butt to do the grill. Like, Nantucket, we grilled. But the...
at my place, you have to go. You have to put all the food together. Then you got to go down the elevator, out to the grill. You got to fight with somebody else for the grill space.
Yeah. Is it properly cleaned?
The grill's never worked the way you want them to work. Mm. So the thing is on low heat and you're doing chicken and you can't get it turned up. And but then I start thinking I wasted an entire summer grilling three times. That's embarrassing. It's emasculating.
There are support groups for Echelon Grill.
Are there? Talk. Okay. Yeah.
I think. No, I agree. I always wish I did it more and there's no reason not to, but I don't know. Just the process of it.
Yeah.
I think living in the city is different, too. Like, I feel like suburbs, you grill every day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but that seems like a different life.
Yeah.
All right.
Courtney's
anyway.
Life.
Courtney's soon to be. Soon to
enough.
Be Courtney's
cannot
life.
Wait.
So, anyway, wow, today we're looking good.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous. We're going to be in the mid to upper 70s with no humidity, and it's going to be gorgeous through this weekend. 75 to 80, a couple showers around this weekend, but should be beautiful for the majority of Labor Day weekend.
Okay. You could get a whole house full of windows installed from Window World of Boston for just $99 a month. So go to windowworldofboston.com, and let's get going with some of today's leads, Sean.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Sean, I know that song. Is that the Modern Dolls?
It is not, no.
Is that Lou Reed?
Maybe.
Can you give me... Okay, is it a band or is it an artist?
Band.
It's a band.
Yep.
New York Dolls?
No.
What is it? What letter does the band begin with?
Outside of the, it's V.
Veronica's?
No. It's, what is it, Chime?
It's the Velvet Underground?
Velvet Underground. That is Lou Reed.
Okay.
So I was correct.
Nice.
Sort of. But I forgot about Velvet Underground. That's a great lead song. Wow, how did you happen to pick that this
morning? I don't
morning?
Know, Greg. I'm loaded up on cough medicine, and I'm higher than Wiggy today.
Chance,
I don't know.
I mean, what is it, just a cold, or like what's wrong
with
you?
Yeah, I'm just like, I can't breathe out of my nose. I have pressure just exploding from the sides of my face.
Jeez.
Like, it's just one of those things.
I mean, it might be allergies. Might not be a cold.
Like, no, it's a cold.
It is?
Yeah.
What are your symptoms again? I'm going to put them into WebMD.
A lot of sinus pressure, Curtis. Sinus headaches. My nose just doesn't stop running. You can feel like the drip back into your throat sometimes. That's the worst.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Could be a sinus infection, Sean.
Not yet. It could be leading to one, Courtney, but I don't think it's quite there yet.
You might have nasal polyps or a deviated septum.
Oh. I definitely don't have a deviated septum. So
free nose job with that.
Yeah. You could have nasal polyps, though. You better reach up in there and figure out what they have.
Oh, no.
Is this laying the groundwork for a Wednesday dentist day off?
Might be. Yep. Might have to flex tomorrow.
All right. Well, leads are brought to you by Subaru. And with so much to love, don't miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. It's happening right now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Greg. Yesterday, towards the end of the show, I think it was even Curtis that said he's going to be extremely disappointed if the Patriots do nothing here in the next couple days as cuts come and guys are going to get traded off of rosters because teams don't want to hold on to them anymore. And I'm here to tell you that nothing is going to happen, Curtis. You are going to be severely disappointed. I don't think they are going to be busy at this right before the season starts, like at all. It's just, I think they're going to cut their guys, they're going to have their roster, and that's going to be about it. You might be able to sell off Kyle Duggar. I bet Jacoby Myers just gets a contract from the Raiders, because outside of Brock Bowers, they have nothing. They tried to sign old washed-up Amari Cooper as leverage. That's not going to work. I don't expect them to do anything. You mentioned earlier, like, they claim to have this sense of urgency. Elliot Wolf says, yeah, we'd trade a first or second round pick. That doesn't actually exist. It's just interest king stuff. I still like this Patriots team. I think they're going to be pretty good. They're going to at least be competitive. But I expect no major moves whatsoever in the next 48 hours.
But yet there are NFL insiders who remain bullish on this football team. Is that the Vrabel factor? Is that what that is?
It has to be, because you and I were talking before the show. We each heard separate people yesterday, and they're the in pick to get over 8.5 wins
and playoffs.
They're favored in 11 games, and I maybe we're too close to it, or maybe the truth lies somewhere in the middle. Well, but
it's got to be the Vrabel factor. I mean, you were talking to him yesterday about the roster and the roster being bereft of much that is great.
Right.
And it's got to be the fact that those who know Mike Vrabel, follow Mike Vrabel, think that he makes a huge difference.
This was going to be my lead this morning, that Mike Vrabel, because I think Curtis put it really well yesterday after the interview, that he seems very confident.
Yeah.
I take that a step further. I just feel like he is in control. For the last couple of seasons, it's felt like we have been out of control, whether it was Gerard Mayo or Bill Belichick feeling like maybe others in the organization were doing him dirty or doing things behind his back, or he was manipulating, you know, whether it was Mac Jones or anybody else. It just felt out of control. Listening to Mike Vrabel yesterday, he is fully in control. He is the be-all, end-all. Yes, Elliot Wolf is there, but I believe he made me feel more confident yesterday that he is final say. But he feels like he has control of all the players, of the coaching system around him. And that's why I feel very confident going into this season. That Mike Vrabel is the main reason. It's not Drake May. It's not Steph Diggs. It's not Travion Henderson. It's Mike Vrabel. Like, he is the main reason why I feel so confident about the Patriots, which is great for the organization, a great look for Kraft.
Yeah.
But the way in which he feels so in control is why I can take a breath out, and maybe that's too close I'm too close to it, and maybe
but is a simple coaching change, granted it's head coach, enough to get you five additional wins? I would ask you guys. Ask the audience that. Is that enough to get you an additional five wins?
Think about some of the losses that they suffered last season and how undisciplined the team was and how that led to a lot of the losses. You're not going to see that type of that. They're going to be so much more disciplined than they were last season. And I think that leads to wins. The reason why we were so successful with Bill Belichick for so many years is the team was so disciplined. Last season, it was a zoo. Now it feels like Mike Vrabel has things in control, and I think that gets you a lot more wins.
Yeah, I feel we're all sort of on the same page here, but my lead was simply going to be Vrabel walking from his clubhouse or the office to the studio by himself is something that is so small and very meaningless to many. But to me, given what had been going on behind closed doors in that facility for the last 3 years, it is a massive step in the right direction. Whether it was Stacy, who basically had to like give Gerard Mayo up or down thumbs about what he was talking about, or it was Belichick and Berge being there and the tension that existed. I mean, Belichick's final year, he didn't talk to Mac Jones, the quarterback of the team. Gerard Mayo's the head coach. He didn't know what he was doing. So you had two polar opposites, but similar dysfunction in the 2 years that precede Mike Vrabel this year. And we are going to find out, I believe, just how important a head coach is in today's NFL. Because you are right. The only thing you can hold your hat on, the defense is going to be great. It should be a top 10 defense. Yep. They invested heavily into it. That's one that it's not just the coaching. But your best offensive playmaker may be a guy you got in the second round, Travion Henderson, in your running back, which is usually a bad sign in the NFL if your best offensive player is not a receiver or quarterback. So we will see. I don't know, but I believe that this will give us a pretty good understanding of just what a head coach means that's competent in the NFL.
This is David in the car. Good morning, David.
Good morning, guys. Great show as always. You guys are unbelievable. Courtney, I got to give you props on that lead. You could not have said it any better. I don't think anybody else could have. This team right now, the only thing we have to hang on, that is like a great, great lead. It is Mike Vrabel. It's not, what's his name, the quarterback.
Drake May.
Just escaped me. I apologize. Drake May, thank you. It's not anybody else. It's Mike Vrabel. He is the guy. He is the team. I know he's not playing. He's coaching. He's not on the field. But this is, he's the guy that is giving all of us out here hope and hoping that this team will be a good team, will have a chance at anything. It is all about Mike Vrabel, period.
Okay.
Thanks, David.
Pretty good lead.
It was also crazy yesterday. I saw somebody posting the Gerard Mayo quote from last season where it was like, once those guys cross the line, there's nothing else I can do for them. Like, Mike Vrabel would never, ever.
No.
It's just...
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A completely different situation that we find ourselves in.
He said some wild things, Gerard Mayo,
wild.
On this show.
Wild.
And elsewhere, but yes. He certainly did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ready we loved him, though.
Ready to burn some cash.
Did you hear from your arch enemy, Mark Daniels, yesterday?
We did. I did not.
Oh, okay.
He and I don't follow each other. He probably never heard about it.
Oh, I'm sure he heard about it.
Yeah, I don't know. All right. I did hear from some of my NESN coworkers.
Former coworkers. Oh, really? Yeah. Yes, I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
I was looking online for his column about how we were all overreacting to the humor in the rat comment and the immediate aftermath of the initial comment, and I didn't see it.
It bothers me, and that one bothered me in particular. I don't know why it hit me so wrong, but he saw a headline, he saw a quote, and then he just decided to take any emotion that was the actual interview out of it and not actually go and listen to it, and that bothers me.
Yeah.
Among other things.
Mike Vrabel was on this show yesterday, and if you missed it, you can go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app. And it was good.
Awesome.
Somebody, I can't remember who it was, somebody DM'd me and said that he is the perfect combination of Bill and himself. Like, sometimes he goes Bill in an answer, and then other times he opens up, and he's not too... Bill Belichick when it comes to interviews.
The most essential thing in any job, but specifically if you're leading grown men who are the most talented at what they do, is confidence and quiet confidence. And to walk into a room and they know who he is. And I was thinking yesterday, and the reason why he's so, like, simply swats away the Elliot Wolf questions, like, could you imagine what he actually says to Elliot? Like, okay, Elliot, like, yeah. There is no bigger smartass on the planet than Mike Vrabel.
Mm-hmm. He's probably like, cream and two sugars, please, is most likely what it is. All right. Well, yeah, but you're right. He doesn't need to answer that question because he knows who's in charge.
It's like you talking to the Joes.
He knows who the boss is. All right. So basically, we got everybody's lead in but mine.
Yeah. This is a record.
That was pretty good.
Are we going to give Jackson a lead?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You want to give Jackson a lead?
Amen.
Wiggy's on a flex day after going to Chris Brown last night. So
if you need golf bags, don't leave the station.
All right. We will get to the rest of today's leads coming right up next.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.